This is CliffCentral.com.
Come on, bring Jerome in here. Let the man sit down. How are you, brother? Come have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. They've been looking after you out there. They've given you something to drink. You've been looked after. Promise me?
Promise.
You don't have to be polite.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you.
Here he is. All right, let's say a big hello and a welcome to CliffCentral.com and TouchCentral.fm. It's Jerome Slim Deploy. He's a radio and TV personality. I see you've been in all the soaps, basically, and there's a big role in December, this month.
Which Generations.
That's the winning, that's the king of all soaps.
There we go.
There we are. So you're in the most important show on television in South Africa.
Fortunately, we got caught the other night.
What happened?
Bad. We were selling girls.
What happened?
We were selling girls. I was a pimp.
Oh, on the show. Oh. I thought it was in your real life.
No, on the show again.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, exactly. No. That's not me, sir. No, not selling no girls.
Oh, my God.
People got very nervous there.
Did you get nervous?
Well, if you're selling girls for real life, you know, that's your real job. But you don't look like the kind of guy who would do that. No. So you had
it was a guest role, yes.
Yeah, but it was limited. You didn't have like a recurring character who's going to come back.
He might come back. He might, depending on the viewers. I think the viewers loved him.
Millions and millions of people watch Generations. Yes. I was on Generations once, and I still have people coming up to me saying, how did your date go with Queen?
Oh, you had a date with Queen. Sure.
And that was years ago.
It doesn't get better than that.
Queen isn't even on the show anymore. Yeah. It was the highlight of my career. In fact, after that, I should have just quit. And gone into pediatrics or something. But there we are. That's what it is. So do people come up to you now and ask you if you have women to sell them?
No. I think the kids, there was a scene where I told the city, go to finish the mystery style. So like, do you want a hot slap? So now babies walk in the street and tell each other they want to smack each other. And
wow, you've spread a lot of Christmas cheer, clearly.
Yes, so so it's kind of like with Twaki. With Twaki, people wanted, they always ask me, where's the guns? Where's the...
Right. Why do you keep getting these very stereotypical thug roles, huh? You got to ask people.
I don't know, Gareth.
Because you're a good-looking dude. Yeah. You could play a good guy. You don't have to be the bad guy every time. Why do they keep casting you in these horrible roles?
I don't know. They probably think I kill these roles all the time. And the girls go crazy.
Do you think they're racists?
No, I wouldn't say racist. I wouldn't say racist, man.
Do you think they're racist? They think that you look... Like what? Like a gangster?
Nah, there's been some other castings, but I think the alter ego, where I grew up in Eldos and Crosstown, so I know a lot of these guys.
What's it like growing up in Eldos? Tell me.
It's rough. It's good, but it's rough as well.
It's quite a tight-knit community, even though, and this is the good and the bad part of growing up in a place like that, is everybody knows each other's business, right? And everybody, there is a huge community of support if you're looking for support, but there's also... like an undercurrent of, like there's some gangs and there's some violence and there's some shit that goes down.
Not as big as it used to be. It used to be rough.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be, there was one night we came from a party, Gareth, this one gangster came up and was like, "Bavage yourself!"
Were you worried about your life?
No, you had to, but like, luckily you're in a clique because look, you're coming from a gig from like...
Did he have guns?
I don't know, he just said, "Bavage yourself."
Oh, Jesus. Like, I would have pooed all over myself.
So ever since then, I don't go to street bashes.
Was he high?
I think he was scared because he saw a bunch of... You hear people coming, so you're like, you know, it's going to go down now.
And
so.
Bavage yourself, prove who you are. Yeah. Show me who you are.
So
show
me
what
like,
you got.
You must be, it's Gareth Clough. You're like, okay, Gareth, we know who you are. So then they go. You know, if you don't pervade yourself, then it's trouble.
I'll tell you who the real powerhouses are in a community like Eldos is the moms and the aunties and the grandmothers. Mm-hmm. Everybody listens to them.
Definitely.
If they say something, it's the law.
Yep.
And there are a lot of these guys who are very gung-ho and they're all like big deals out in the street and they've got their shit together. When their grandmother, their auntie, their mother calls them out,
they listen. Yes. That's it. I mean, even the funniest thing is there used to be, funny enough, you're talking about the FBIs. There used to be a gang, I don't know if they're still as big in Eldos, called the FBIs.
I was in there. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
They were called Flat Boys in Control. So it was funny because one of the big ones, after like athletics, he'd SMS his mother. I'd be like, whoa, this is so crazy. He'd SMS his mom, but he's such a big shot, you know?
You know, a mother's love is something that matters a huge amount, especially in a house where, and let's face it, in a lot of these communities, the dads are not as present.
Yes.
So the mom is such an integral part of these guys' lives.
Yes.
All they want is to make their mothers proud. All they want is to make their mothers happy. All they want to do, and I'm not saying this is true for you. I mean, we'll find out about your life in a second. But it's... if there's a bit of compassion and understanding here, we can figure out a lot of what's wrong with people in terms of why they resort to violence or drugs or pimping or gangsterism and all that stuff. And a lot of it comes from not having the strong male role model.
Yes.
Now, in your case, is that true?
I think I recently lost my mother this year, Gareth.
I'm sorry,
it's okay. And
that's got to be tough.
It's been tough. It's very tough. And like you were saying, if you don't have that permanent role model in your life, I was very close with one of the notorious drug dealers in the community.
And better to be close to them than to be far away from them.
So it was always a case whereby I always just thought I could have done it. But then I had a family. My mother was a maid at this house where the family gave me the ultimatum. They were like, hey, if you're going to do this life,
your mom worked as a domestic worker?
Yes. She started off as a domestic worker, and then she worked herself up, man. She cleaned floors in Sanson City.
Isn't it amazing how many people who've made it tell me that their moms were hardworking domestic workers? Hey, moms, how many times have people come in here and told us their mom was a domestic worker? It's clearly, it can be a very tough thing, but it can also be, it can be a source of pride.
Yes.
Like that these women, this is not a job that you should be embarrassed about.
Mm-hmm.
And plenty of people earn a good living, or not necessarily monetarily, but there are other advantages to it. And plenty of people feel very abused in that position. Yep. So it just depends on who you end up working with, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, these women raise families, and a lot of the time, it's not even their own children that they're raising.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some other kids get more attention than you do from your own mother.
And that's what makes a lot of these other kids great, like you said, Mops. And you end up becoming like a family in the house you grow up in.
Yeah, how is that? It must be a little bit awkward sometimes.
No, it's not. Like, when you grew up in, because my father wasn't there, so these people just took me as a baby. So I grew up with the people of the house, like my mother
and
my father.
And they treated you like their own kid?
Yes, up until today, we still have that.
Wow.
So it's still
big ups to that family.
You know,
who are they?
The Peters family.
The Peters family. There's an example. There's a sterling example of how it can work.
Yes.
As opposed to these horrible families who treat their domestic worker like a servant who comes in and out. They don't care about their lives. They don't care about their family. This is a great example.
Yes, it is.
And you're not just saying that, we're family. Because a lot of people want to say that and make it sound good.
Okay, Gareth, I found my big brother, Bernard Park, at a later stage in my life, right? So the funny thing is, one night he was telling me of a prayer my nephew, Storm, says. So Storm would be like, dear God, thank you for my daddy does this, my daddy does that, and la 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 la, my daddy. But then he's like, dear God, thank you for Mommy, thank you for Sky, thank you for Slim, and thank you for Pepe. So Pepe is also a domestic worker, so they've got a really tight bond with Pepe as well. So that it's not like a domestic worker is somebody who's there with your kids all the time when you're not there, for instance.
Listen, we've got a show on here called The Maid Sessions, which is one of the most fascinating shows, because this is an aspect of South African society that I don't think really happens anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people who historically have been very much separated. Yes. Who live in such proximity. Like, if there's anyone who knows everything about a household,
it's
domestic worker.
That's it.
She knows if the man is having an affair. She knows if there's secrets in the underwear drawer. She knows what is shouted about, what is whispered about.
Mm-hmm.
She knows everything.
Everything, yes.
And yet, for many of these, they almost treat her like she's invisible in some of these houses.
Yes.
And then obviously in some, she does become part of the family.
True that. I was hurt one day, Gareth, because there was this girl who was telling me the domestic worker became so close to the family, so she'd go on holidays and stuff with them one time. So they were going to Cape Town or something now, Mubs, and then this lady's packing and she's setting up. So the day the family's going to leave, she comes out with the luggage.
Right.
And the family's like, but
yay, Cape Town.
Where are you going? So when they're packing, she's packing. They're like, you can't come with. This is not your... And she was crying, Gareth.
Well, of course.
It was sad, you know? So, they become like family, man. They're there with you.
And what kind of woman was your mother? Tell me about her.
Very, very hardworking. Very,
Was she strict with you?
Very, very. She kept me away from all the bad things. I wanted to go to a Missouri secondary, but then she sent me to Cliffs because she's like, all of these boys are here, and they will corrupt you. So you go here, that's fine with you. And she'll post me to Eldos because I grew up in Cliptown more with my mother, so... Cliptown, like you were saying, it's more tight-knit. There was bad boys. There was boys, there's talented boys from my community, but they all, a lot of them now are lost to drugs, are baby daddies, are hustlers, are drug dealers, are, you know, there's some trying to make it out. And I think when you ship them out of Clip Town, it brings a different dimension to what they think about. But if they in Clip Town, because I mean, there was once they wanted to drink, that's what happened to today, beer, I don't. Like
you don't
beer,
touch beer.
So I like the taste of it was like
also,
ew.
It's revolting. It makes you fat.
You know. And then I had a boy who got a scar now, like on his face one day because he was protecting a girl. I'm like, okay, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. This is not my life. So my mom like is like, this is not for you. Do this.
She
do
just
that.
Wanted what was best for you.
You know. And then there was the Soweto Club Town Youth, which she wanted me to go to all the time. And she's like, go act there, go there. That is gonna save you.
Now she got to see your success. I mean,
some
she
of it,
got
yes.
to see you on television. Mm-hmm. She got to see that you were starting a career in the entertainment business and she could be proud of you. That's a nice thing at least that, you know, before she died, she got to see what kind of a guy you were going to be.
Yes.
That must have made you feel good.
It was something special. I was talking to one of my soccer player friends even. There's an interview I did on Play Your Part, which is still on YouTube, and my mom speaks in this episode, so... That is something.
So for the archives.
For the archives. So it's like at least she was part of it. She's always been a part of it. I'm kind of shy when I'm in public, but she always wanted to show me off, or she'll walk slow in the streets so people can spot me. I'm like, Mom.
That's beautiful. So, but that's fantastic. That makes me happy for you because that kind of stuff now that she's not here anymore matters to you.
No, it does. It
Those
does.
Memories you carry forever.
Exactly. She was very proud, but she wouldn't show it in front of me. But she showed it to everybody else. But with me, she'd be like strict. She'd be like, hey, stay humble. Yeah, this and that. And then, I mean, just seeing how she worked. Yeah, like, I mean, mopping floors and fence and having people walk over those floors. Like, and taking me to work, seeing that. But she moved up to security control later in her life. And she liked that. And she built up something for herself as well. And, I mean, she was a fighter.
She died quite young.
Yes. Very, very. I think, Gareth, I come from a... situation now, like when you see Burn, you see a very but Burn. Like I think everything is like situational, and then you got my little brother now, who he went that way now. He got caught up in a drug life. He got caught up in mugging. He's in jail now.
Man, did you try and intervene?
We tried to. Like I mean, my mom exhausted all of her funds. Gareth's trying to help him rehab after rehab. This that. You know,
that must have taken its toll on all of you.
On everybody, it did. Yes, you know, you selling your stuff, going home every day and not finding nothing. And now, because I was like, I'm very close with like Nike now, and having stuff, and they'd send me stuff, and I'm like, dude, wear the stuff. Don't sell the stuff, because at the end of the day, if you're gonna sell this, what are we gonna wear? So you know, and
but when you're addicted to something, and we've had some really amazing guests in just this year who've told us stories. You don't think about that. Yeah. You just need the money so you can get the next hit. Because it's driving you crazy if you don't. Your life is upside down when you don't have, you know, drugs. So, I mean, I'm sorry to hear about your mom. I really am. And I'm sorry about your little brother, too. But I'm sure you did everything you could. And no, sometimes it's not your fault.
No.
And sometimes it's nothing you can do anything
about it. Yes.
You know?
And I think, and that's the choices, I think, from Clip Town, which is what makes us different. I always tell kids... there's a song even by Dev Prez said, if you make it out of New York, you can make it anywhere. And that's why I always tell kids from Clip Town, if you make it out here, if you make it out of Eldos, you will definitely make it anywhere in this world. But if you get caught up in that stigma, in that type of situations, that's what your life's going to be, you know. And it was sad because hearing your brother with balaclavas, him having a gun, him...
Yeah.
You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, Gareth, people are sleeping, you out partying, you at their houses, you carrying. There's one day he cleaned out a house.
Oh my God.
And then Regas was like, Slim, I caught your brother. He was cleaning out and he packed everything, the clothes nicely. He was busy with the washing machine, so they wanted to get out the washing machine first and then come out. And then, like, the thing that saved
him... And you're
him,
like, this is my own brother.
You know? And people had the thing because, like, Slim, you like this, he's like this, and the only reason why we forgive this kid is because of you. You know, we know you're not like that, and this is why. And I just felt like, you know, there's a time in life people need to learn a lesson, Gareth. If you're not going to learn, then there's no point of it, because you're going to keep doing what you're doing, because you're always going to be there. I'm here. You know, mobs can always hide away from under Gareth, cat, everybody.
Yeah, you know what?
Gareth,
I never judge, because you don't know what it's like. Yes. I don't know what it's like to have a brother who's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'd respond to that. You see these stories in the news of someone whose son goes and shoots up a whole school in America. And the neighbors and the mom are like, no, but he's always been such a good boy.
Yeah.
And they obviously love their kid. They don't expect anyone to... when you're in it, it's very different to being outside of it, looking in. And people are very judgmental, and people will have something to say. Everybody's got their shit to deal with.
Yes,
you know?
Everybody. Okay, he said, say crazy, Gareth. Every house has its own cross to deal with, you know.
There we go.
You can't just, you know, judge a put. Like, it's different for everybody, Gareth. You know, this was just part of my life. You probably have something.
Do you have any relationship with him at the moment, or do
we
you
okay,
visit
we
him?
We speak. I think to me.
Where is he in jail?
Sun City.
Luckily,
he was in a juvenile. They
that's a hard place, man.
Yes.
How old is he now?
He's 22, going on 23.
Oh my God, what a life.
Yeah. So.
What's he got to look forward to, huh? You think about that?
He was talented in football. All the football coaches loved him. Everybody, he just had to persevere. But I think that's the thing, Gareth. A lot of us lack perseverance, you know. And that's why people like you, like myself, like Mups, if you're in a position to be a role model, if you can help, if you can mentor kids. Sometimes this kid's hitting you up on Insta saying, Gareth, but please DM me. And sometimes you think this kid is a groupie, but this kid just wants to talk to you, be there. And you know, your words, not even your time or whatever, you know, you being there for that. And I think we need a whole lot of people like that.
Well, who else made a difference in your life?
I mean,
because we get to a point in our lives where we go, okay, I'm doing all right.
Yes.
I'm okay. I'm not where I want to be yet, but
yes.
I'm getting there.
I think there's
who's helped you along?
There's the Peters family, obviously, through the morals and values and learning how to say thank you, saying please, saying this, saying that, learning how to save up money. I mean, there's children in the house back in our time, like 95, they got two rent spending a week. And that's how the father taught them the value of money. That's how I know the value of money as well today. Like, you know, you save up more. You just don't splash or whatever. And seeing that. And then having the brother-in-laws in that house, who I call my brother-in-laws, having them now there and having them guide me in this way and saying, this is not the life, Slim, you know. So the Peters family first. And then later on, like Soweto Clubtown Youth, you know, they were there. They didn't know who the NBA was. The NBA funded the project, and I was there. And I was like, guys, y'all don't even know who the NBA is. Like,
I thought everyone on Earth knew who the NBA was.
Yes. Everybody should. They'll know like a Michael Jordan or a LeBron James.
Michael Jordan, do you know that he's the most successful, in financial terms, sports star of all time ever?
Has to be.
What a guy. All right, tell me how you're involved with the NBA.
I know
Amadou and those guys.
Yes.
They do a great job. They're trying to spread the word about basketball in South Africa. In Africa, totally, but here in South Africa, too. And it's catching on.
Yes, it's getting there. Mops, next time he goes, I was hurt in 2014. He was at NBA All-Star Weekend. I'm like, Gareth is here at a luncheon in New Orleans? Like, it wasn't New Orleans. It wasn't New Orleans. New Orleans was hot, yes.
I've been to two NBA All-Stars, 10 years apart.
Yes.
I went to the one in L.A. at the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Beautiful exhibition game. At that stage, I think Magic even came out.
Yep.
Yao Ming.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan was there.
Darius is
he was
good.
There. I think at that stage, I don't know who the big name was, but I remember seeing at this NBA All-Star game, what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago?
Okay, yeah, 2 years ago.
New Orleans. That Steph Curry.
Steph Curry was
clearly
good, yes. Oh, I see West Coast.
No, actually. I mean...
East Coast, right?
In rap terms, East Coast.
I converted Gary to East Coast. It's got to be East, Gary.
But the Confederations, there's a lot of competition in there. But the All-Star Game is really just an exhibition. It's just where people show off their stuff.
True.
And it's such great entertainment.
Yep.
I don't care if you've never watched basketball before in your life.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you are missing out because it's a fast-paced, exciting game. It's not like watching, forgive me, PSL soccer here, where you have two halves where no one scores a goal. No one scores a goal. You're sitting there for 90 minutes. Nothing happens.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's doing anything impressive.
Okay.
And you get to the end of the game, you're like, what did I just spend
90 minutes on?
What did I do? This is a waste of my time. That never happens with basketball.
It's beautiful.
There's always something going on.
I mean, like, you know, you saw Steph this year at the All-Star game this year. Like,
did you see he met Obama the other day? The two of them were talking.
They're like friends. Even like Luol Deng now is able to be like Obama. Like, you know, it's something special seeing how these boys, you know, and how he values these boys as well.
My buddy, you would.
I would
bump and grind the hell out of Steph Curry.
No, I would not.
Yes, you.
The man is married, as far as I understand.
He's married, right?
He is, yes.
Since when did that marry?
Yeah.
you don't like light skins, though.
No, I'm a lot of things, but I don't mess with other women's men.
Light skins, though.
You don't know the wife.
I love everybody.
You don't know the wife.
I love everybody.
Doesn't discriminate.
Okay.
She's been with all races.
All races. Okay.
She's very proud of that record. She's got a good record.
We got it going on. Yes. So the NBA.
What kind of women are you into?
I mean,
you with anyone at the moment?
Not at the moment, no. But 80% of my girls being black.
Hmm.
Yes, they say the black are the better suited to choose.
They say, yeah, and they also say once you go black, you can't go back.
Yes, that's it. That is true.
That's why I'm holding out, because I know that I'll eventually have to bring a black woman home to my family, and you can imagine that at Christmas dinner.
Heart attack.
Wow. So nice to meet you, Lakakapachapaniso. That's very nice. How did you and Gareth meet? Can you imagine that?
But you already got some woman in the Northwest pregnant, remember?
Yes, that's true. That wasn't true, but it was
but
in the newspapers.
It wasn't the news.
Fake news. Long ago, they already were onto the fake news. No, but you know what? I do believe, and my body says this too, like eventually we're all going to end up like cappuccino colored.
Yes.
And that's great because that would be the end of racism.
Okay.
That would be the end of all of our bullshit with each other.
Yes.
We would stop finding reasons to not love each other. We'd find every reason to love each other. So I have no doubt that if it doesn't happen in the Cliff family tree in this generation, it will in the next.
Yes, it has to happen. Yeah. That's why we're here to break that.
So tell me about you and your love life. What's going on with you?
Nothing right now.
Is that a conscious decision or is that just a lack of opportunity?
These boys say I shouldn't get into a relationship right now.
And you listen to them?
Tawa and Ziggy.
Ignore them. What do they know?
They say it.
Get out of here.
And then Bernard says I shouldn't make babies. Oh. I need a backbone. He's like, I need a backbone in my life now. I need a pillar.
Get up to this microphone. Where do you two get off telling someone else what to do?
No.
What's your story? Who are you that you know everything about women?
We're just looking out for him, you know?
Yeah, just stay focused right now on the goal in mind.
All right, so what are you two, how are you involved here?
We basically manage his career.
How much money do you take off of this man?
That's confidential.
15%, 20%, what are we taking?
Gareth, you're asking too much, yeah?
I'll tell you, I pay my agent, manager, 20% flat. What do you pay? Come on.
Still confidential.
Do you know how much you're giving these people? Are they crooks?
No.
Nah, you look like decent human beings. I like you guys. Right. You're looking after him.
Yeah.
Promise me you're not going to screw him over.
Never.
I'll come after you. I know some horrible people, too.
Done.
Eldos is nothing on the people I know. Alright?
Alright, Gareth.
No, listen, so tell me, career's on the up and up, right?
Yes.
He's got lots of people interested in endorsements, sponsorships, associations.
Yes, but we have to pick the right ones because we have to look long-term, I guess, in a sense.
I completely agree with you. That's very smart. The NBA Association has been long-standing.
Yes.
How many years now?
11.
Wow. Oof. That doesn't happen very often. They love you.
I'm like the baby. I'm like... Mom's in love. It's like they have this thing for... I'm like the kid.
Yeah.
I'm their pride. When everybody wants to see this slim kid whenever they come over to South Africa. And I think with the MCN and stuff and Elders helping as well with that, Gareth, I've been able to host like almost five NBA All-Star weekends now.
Now, tell me about Elders FM. You still involved there or not anymore?
Not anymore. I just go, I give advice where I can, try and help them.
How long did you have a show on there?
Ooh, it was like 2008. They had the 30-day licenses, and then 2011 till 2012.
Is it doing well in that community?
I think when a lot of us left, it kind of died. I mean, when you have like, I had a listenership of like almost on a good day 150,000 people.
What?
On said those people was in there and like 45
for
on a
community radio station. Yes. Those are very, very healthy numbers.
You know, so that it had the buzz. It had the you know. And then sometimes in life, some people just hearts are different, and you know, people think you bigger than the station, and you know it all. You got an ego.
Management. Yeah.
So it's like, guys, but it's not even like that. I'm helping you grow. And then like you're saying, you want to endorse, and people want to endorse your show, and they're like, no, but we got to take this money from you, and you're like, why? And
well, listen to this nice message. This is from FZ. He says, I'm listening to Jerome speak. Yo, hits home. Represent Missouri High School.
Ayoba. Ayoba. They need to. I wanna. Gareth, can I? Can we do something next year?
What do you wanna do?
I give away bursaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wanna go to Missouri.
Don't ask me for money. I'll just
I'm not
say,
asking
I'll
for
say
money.
No, I'll say no straight up.
I just need your presence. I need your. Last year it hurt me because they were like the lowest passing school in Aldo. I don't know, like 20% of that school passing, and I was hurt because I already gave a Cliptown this year. I went to Cliptown.
Okay, all right. What can I do?
You'll be there. You'll motivate these kids. You give away bursaries with me and burn it and these boys outside. And
all right.
Be mobs and okay. Just motivate them.
You got
so
my
that,
word. I'm there.
All right. So they can know that they can be better because I was hurt. I was like, Missouri is a school like I gave a lot of motivational speaking to, and then suddenly it's like
nothing's
what's
happening.
Going on, you know, so.
You know, sometimes it's hard to pin down why a school works or it doesn't, and it has so many factors. I mean, it could be the people who run the school, it could be the kids in the school, it could be the families back home, it could be money issues, it could be a bunch of things.
Yes.
So you can't always blame the obvious culprits, you know. So I'm more than happy if I can do something, if I'm going to be useful.
That's your word. I got your word.
All right. So tell me about the career now. So you've just started in Generations.
Started in Generations, yes.
You played Twaki. People loved him in Rhythm City.
Yeah, people go crazy for Generations even loved that character.
The problem with being in a soap opera is a lot of people don't know that it's a soap opera. They think
it's real life.
And then they call you Twaki, right?
They call me Mickey now. So
they call you Mickey. So Mickey. What happens to you in shopping malls? And you're shopping around buying boring stuff, and people come up to you and they're like, yo!
You know what is I really hope you had the Jay-Z track, I Got the Keys. It was so funny because Lesedi got the keys from my jeans. Right. So then they're like, Lesedi's got the keys. They're like, everybody looks at me like, Slim, but where's the keys? How could you lose the keys? Where's the keys? And they're like, where's Lesedi? So you people walk up, Mops, and like, but guys, this Mark Coco was like, no, but Slim, you gotta let Colella them go. You can't keep these girls locked up like that. And you're like, no, but Mark Coco, they...
This is what they start singing this when they see you.
We the best music.
Oh, this is your theme song.
That's it right there.
I might have to put on my jersey for this one.
You gonna help me, Gad?
Oh no,
bring
it on. He can't.
How dare you? Of course I can.
Gad, come on.
Okay, go ahead.
Turn up, Gad. Let's go, Gad. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got me keys. I got me keys.
Damn, you're pretty good at this, dude. But how hard is that lyric? I got the keys.
I got the keys.
Don't pretend you're a rapper.
I'm not.
Yeah, so they're like, she got Mickey's keys, though. So they asked me about the keys. They asked me about the slaps.
Does it ever get you ahead in a situation? Like you're standing in a queue and someone recognizes you and they take you to the front?
I think I hide away. Like, I even had to dye the hair. I dyed a bit of the hair.
Oh, so you tried to disguise.
You hide.
A little bit. Not too much. Because people are like there, but there's some people that see through you. They're like, Mickey. So like the soccer tournament I went to when I'm in the hood, I let them see me. It's me. And they all like, when they recognize it's me, then the flocking starts, and then it's like, it's crazy. So people, I always show love to the people. We take pictures. I was humbled in the street. I posted a picture yesterday on Instagram as well. This young boy saw me and he called his man like, Nango Mickey. And they all came and like, but this is a once in a life opportunity. I need your autograph, please, Mickey. So I'm like, just take a picture, you know?
And isn't it amazing though in those situations? And I sometimes have to remind myself too that it's really not about you at all. Because for them, it's a big day. It's a big deal. They get to have a photo with you. These kids, who knows how horrible or how wonderful their lives are. But for a moment there, you're the most important person in it. And you just have to be whatever they want you to be for that time. If they want a picture, you do a picture. If they want an autograph, you give them an autograph. You kick a ball around at them, you kick a ball around
That's it.
It's all about them in that moment. Mm-hmm. And when you walk away from it without having put your own ego into the picture, it actually feels pretty good.
It always.
It's not about you.
Never.
Right?
There was a school even in Glerstorp, even like you were saying, like a year later after Twaki was, when they heard Twaki, it was like, it was crazy. I almost got put out of the school because the principal was like, you're disrupting my school now. I'm like, no, but it's not me, principal. Let these kids have that. And I think we need more positivity, Gareth. We need these people to be able to relate to us, you know? And in Cliptown even, they say, no, mfana lo yatholakala like us. So I'm always in Cliptown. I'm either cutting hair there or something. And when they see me, they're like, but that's
so
how
you often go back home?
Yes, always, the whole time. Whenever I do things, even like with the Slim Care stuff, I always go home. I'm with the kids.
I think some people feel bad about where they come from, so that when they get out of there, they don't ever want to go back. And other people are proud of it, and they embrace it as part of who they are. And they try to make a difference there.
Somebody asked me how... Imagine if life had more 10 Slims or 100 Slims. Imagine if there was like 100 Garrus, 100 Mops, and you know, like
we would all want to kill ourselves.
Maybe.
I'm stepping off the window right now as we speak. 100 of me, please.
Yes, but like I think we need more positive Garrus. Like people are just so negative. People love bashing. People are and Twitter's like that's why I don't even like Twitter anymore. But people.
I was just about to ask you, how do you feel about social media?
Instagram, I love Instagram. Yeah. Facebook's okay. On thing, and I think having a brother like Bernard as well, learning from him how people used to bash, because there's some bad games you have, and people are like, yeah, but you're useless, you're young. And then, like, you look at some people who, because I think they didn't want to accept the fact I was coming into generation, some one or two were like,
you mean to tell me, are you serious? Some people had a problem with you actually trying to do something with your life?
You know what I'm saying?
They want you to just sit down and do nothing? What do they want from you?
Like Bernard always says, the couch potatoes. My thing is, guys, if you're doing something better, then fine, then talk about it, you know? But if you're going to sit there and now you're doing nothing, you being miserable, you being mad at me because I'm sitting here with Garrus. No, you hustle. You come here, you make a plan, and you try and get out there. Don't now be mad. Because someone is like, oh, so this is Bernard Parker. Oh, no, he can't act for shit. Like, I'm like, huh? And then I look at people in the industry, and the industry people is like, Slim, but you can't. I'm like... But what, am I crazy, and then people tell me like, Slim, you really, and then like, you have a few, is like, okay, no, it's fine, that's your opinion, but I think I've learned from Bernard as well, getting the tough skin, like, I was like, okay, so like,
Bernard is a good man.
Very good man, you know, and then people are like, you know, like, they still have negatives to say, so no matter what you do, that's why like, Twitter for me now these days, like, no, I don't, it's dead, like, you too, it's become a negative, and to me, Mops, I've lost gas. I don't know if you know somebody, but you probably know somebody who's probably committed suicide because of what one tweet was said, or how people, and sometimes these kids get caught up in negativity, Gareth, and they, like, believe in these things that people are saying about them.
Yeah, don't buy it, don't worry about it, like I said this morning about another thing, that waiter that got fired in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, the people who make a noise on Twitter don't make a difference in the world. They're not affecting any change. All they have is the power to destroy and the power to make people miserable. And that's not power. That's the abuse of power.
That's it. So some people confuse that as the power now, guys. So they feel like we kings. That's why a lot of people now must get followers because of the ish they talking on social media.
Mm.
Yeah, I see a lot of people, you know, are popular for getting retweets for being bullies or being mean, which is very concerning.
Yeah, but it's mob mentality.
Yeah.
You know, someone breaks a window and everybody joins in. That's what it is. And you must be, because I agree with you, positivity is the way forward. Like, let's make 2017, let's leave these negative people and the trolls at the gate, and we all pass through and go into 2017. Let's make it better, not worse.
Yes, make it, you've got to make it better, Gareth. You need to, imagine if all these negative stuff that was written about you were like, you know.
If it was true, I would kill myself.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, it's not even so, like, stop. Like, you know, let them take the shots. It's fine. All I'm saying is, if you're going to do that, do something better with your life then. But if somebody else is trying to do something positive with them, let them go.
What about this, because you have a surname Duploy. Do a lot of people, when they hear Jerome Duploy, do they assume they're speaking to a white person? Like on the phone? Or if they call you up from a call center and they, hi, is that Jerome Duploy?
Mr. Duploy.
And then you go, hello? Yeah, can I help you?
I find it...
Because you can do... I mean, you speak, like, four or five languages.
Yes. Now, we do it sometimes. With Keegan, there's a new player. She's called Keegan Buchanan. So, me and Keegan Buchanan.
You're Buchanan.
Buchanan.
That's very English.
You know? But then you go to Hood and it's like, Buchanan. Slim, Buchanan.
Buchanan.
And then, like, but it's like, Buchanan. Like, no. You said Buchanan. Like, Buchanan.
Fantastic.
And so...
See, I reckon... Like, if you're not tied up in this identity stuff, because you want to be you, and you don't let other people label you, you will be a lot happier than if they get to label you.
Yes.
Because then you have to fit in with their requirements.
Mm-mm. That's how we don't fit in, Gareth. We don't fit in. We come,
there's,
you know,
pride in not fitting in.
When all the tackers is red, we are the red one. When the others are blue, when they're all blue. So
you
be that red one. You find there. They'll find you when they find
you. Isn't it amazing when you're a teenager and you have... no self-confidence, because we all, like, I don't know what kind of a teenager you were, but I was a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are losers.
Yeah, awkward, awkward face.
And you want to, you just so badly want to fit in. You want to disappear into the crowd. You want to blend in. You don't want anyone to notice you when you're a teenager. You just want to fit in with everybody, especially the cool kids.
Sure.
And then when you grow up, you want to do exactly the opposite. You want to stand out. And you want to be different. And you don't want to be in the crowd. Isn't that amazing? Like, we go through these cycles.
Amazing.
Where are you at the moment? You stand out already.
I was talking to one of the NBA people one day, and this person was like, "Yo, you know what, Slim? I'm done. I'm cool. I'm happy with being who I am, Slim. I'm at this age, and I don't care if you like me, you like me. If you don't like me, I know who I am, and I'm good."
Right.
I was like, "Okay, fine." And that's the mentality you need. Not everybody's gonna love you, guy. Not everybody's gonna be for you. Not everybody's gonna, you know, no matter who you are, what you are. But as long as you that person, as long as you happy in your skin every day, as long as you waking up, you doing it. I didn't give you this dream of Cliff Central. You had it. I didn't come to you and say, "Gareth, here's Cliff Central." No.
Yeah.
Who would have done that for you, Gareth?
But it's also, nobody does anything on their own.
That's what I'm saying. But there's some people that help, but it starts with you.
Yeah.
And you're the visionary.
Mabale said to me when we started this thing, "I'm in." She was like, she was part of it from the start.
Yes.
Now that takes as much balls as the person who comes up with the original idea. And the team who helped make it. The people who are there from the beginning, those are the people who you know you need to stick around with.
And look where you are today, making a change.
Right now I'm exhausted, but yeah. Are you taking a holiday? Are you going to spend some time with the family?
I might. My mom's buried in PE, so I'm really considering going down just for few days and just, you know, spend a bit of time there. But I'm going to be here I'm around Saturday. I'm bringing these ones here because they want to come eat Nine Colors.
Nice.
At the
Nine
family
colors.
Lunch. Yeah, Nine Colors.
That's a good lunch.
I'm all for PE. You know, at least there's coastline, beach.
Everything,
so much more relaxing than Joburg.
Yes, much, much, much
and
better.
PE is the secret because Cape Town is a disaster.
Not right now?
Oh.
You. I went there one night. Never again.
Durban, a disaster. It's too many people, right?
Plattenburg Bay PE right now.
Oh, that's nice.
That's where you're at right now. You like Platt?
Best beaches.
Yes.
Very friendly, happy people. Not too many of them that you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cape Town and Durban, if you go there now, no matter where you go, forget about parking, forget about bookings, forget about space for yourself. You go and relax. It's all the Joburg people.
Yes. It's the same faces you see here. So, you know.
Who wants to see those motherfuckers?
Not us right now, Gareth. I mean, you see them throughout the whole year. And it's the whole fakeness. And it's the whole this. And the whole funny smiles. Like, no. Like, you know. So, yeah, I'm really considering.
What's in the pipeline for 2017? What can we look forward to?
2017, I think more acting as well.
Good.
There might be a TV show. I might actually come to you and Mops for what we're planning to do. It's going to be called A Day in a Life.
Don't come to us.
And I'm going to come to you.
No.
You said you'd help me.
I said I'd come to the school.
We have zero talent.
Hey.
Zero.
You know what's in my pipeline for next year?
What's that?
You will not see me on TV. That's my pipeline. You will not see me on TV. You will not read about me in the newspapers. You will not hear about me on Twitter. I will be as quiet as a mouse. And if you want to hear what I have to say, come and listen to this show. That's it. That's it. This is the only place... For these 3 hours, you will have me to yourself, but after that, I'm not yours.
It's over.
Dude, I'm not doing any more television.
It's over.
It's finished.
But I mean, you inspired me.
So get someone else to be inspired.
Come on, you can't say that. Hurts my feelings.
Boo, boo, boo hoo. Get out of here. Find someone else. I'm not your daddy.
I didn't.
Listen, brother, I love you, man.
I love you too, Gary.
I hope you have the best 2017 ever. I hope you go on to have even more success.
Mm-hmm.
I love the guy that you are and the messages you spread. Good for you.
Thank you so much.
May you have everything you dream of.
I receive your
blessings. And happy holidays, happy Christmas, happy New Year to everybody else too. And let this guy be an example of how you can take just about any situation. I mean, he lost his mom this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not sound like a negative, unhappy person. Your mom must have been an inspiring human being on her own in any case to have made you what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all take a lesson out of that. Whatever hardship, and we've all had a tough 2016, right?
Yes.
Nobody's had the best year. I haven't met anyone who's gone, oh, could do this, except Donald Trump. Could do this again. The rest of us, we can hope that 2017 will be better. And if it doesn't turn out better, let's make it better.
Yes.
Right?
All right. Thank you
Love
so much,
man.
You, Mobs, Cliff Central, blessings on blessings.
Very nice
on
to
blessings.
Meet you.
Yeah, and keep kicking ass.
All right.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.